We're both Christians and members of the esoteric community. This podcast is our ongoing discussion on various occult topics and practices. A lot of Christians today are afraid of anything more mystical than a cup of soup, while a lot of people, especially young ones, can't see the harm in playing in places angels fear to tread. Hopefully, we can offer another perspective in the Numinous Experience. Right. Today, we are talking about. Do you want me to introduce it or would you like to introduce it? Doesn't matter to me.
I know almost nothing about it, so you get to go.
Okay. So I know we were going to record something previously, which we will, but we got on the subject of witch core. I wonder if our viewers have heard of it. I'm sure many of you have. I didn't hear about it until a week ago, and I was just looking on a historical costumer's vlog on YouTube, and she was talking about the history of the witch's hat and mentioned cottagecore and witchcore. And cottagecore and witchcore are a little bit similar. Cottagecore is very much just the design and decorating aesthetic and clothing and actually music, surprisingly. You'd be surprised about that. And food and that kind of thing. It's basically trying to create your own little retreat in the woods where it's fantasy and safe. It's like Snow White living in the woods without her dwarves. That it's just your own little fantasy realm. And you can do whatever you want with it. And it's very grandma, you know, shabby chic, chintzy, that kind of thing. But a lot of people have turned that into witchcore, which they use. They dress like, you know, the sturdy Victorian ideal of a witch. You know, you have the fun pointy black boots and you have the hats and you have the decor of the herbs and the potion ingredients and all those things. And you wrap it into this beautiful, fun, kind of fantasy paradise to live in. But granted, I know a lot of people, I don't know any per se, but I know that there are a lot of people out there who live as witches. So I'm not saying that that is a fantasy either. I'm saying that for many people, because I love the witchcore aesthetic. I love the cottagecore aesthetic. It's just not my lifestyle, but I love the look of it. It's really neat. I admire it. So we're just
Would you consider
talking about
putting up a cottage in the back of your on the back of your property for that?
If it was big enough, I totally would, and I would turn it into just my little she shed, whatever I wanted to do with it for my hobbies. I think it would be really fun, just a little retreat in the woods.
Do you have much property in the back of your house?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's sad. But eventually, my family is very convinced that we will move. You know, just move around the world again still. But we feel very contented where we're at. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's kind of neat. But so it's kind of, you've heard of Taylor Swift. A lot of people say that Taylor Swift invented cottagecore or started bringing it popular again, which was really interesting to me.
I've never heard of that. I know of Taylor Swift. My wife's a big fan.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I don't know about a big fan. She's a fan.
She's a fan. Well, I assume then she's listened to her newest album. Then.
Actually not.
Oh, okay. Because the newest album, all the music videos and everything else has a very cottagecore element to it. So I suggest watching them. They're very cottagecore-esque in the clothing.
That being the case, is this like a fad that's going away in the next 6 months to a year, or do you think this is going to stick around?
I think it happened because of the pandemic that we're in. Everybody's home. They want to make things cozier. They have the time and the funds, those that can, because they're not spending money eating out as much or doing those things. To me, I feel that it probably will stick. I think it's going to stick around because the cottagecore, it's been trying to be introduced since like the 60s or the 70s in a way. Different elements have. And I think it will stick around. I think it'll stick around as much as, you know, the fad of baking bread has kind of reemerged. Do you know what I mean during the pandemic?
I don't know.
No?
I've been avoiding social media because it just depresses
me. Yeah, I get it. It's my only window out to the outside world. But baking bread has become huge. Everybody has learned how to bake bread, especially sourdough. Everybody's making sourdough bread, celebrities on down to just the everyday person. And people are gardens. Oh my goodness. So the seed company that I order from, they sold out. They had to restock as fast as they could during that pandemic. Just when everybody was going to start planting their seeds, they sold out. I couldn't even order anything. Seeds sold out in stores, garden supplies, soil, everything. And home improvement stores are finding people are fixing up their homes, doing painting projects, everything. The whole do-it-yourself craft world has exploded because everyone is at home and they're trying to find things to do. Did you know that puzzle companies actually sold out of their puzzles? Many of them had. Yeah, because puzzles are a new hobby again. They've reemerged because everybody's home. So basically, long answer, I think it will stay. The witch core, I don't know. But it seems like it will, because there's just been an effusion of more of that in clothing and in home decor. And a lot of these vloggers that are in the public eye are going, I want to keep this up all year round. I love this, you know, and people are jumping onto that and attaching to that. And the whole shabby chic thing has been around forever. So it may wax and wane like the moon, but I think it'll stay, honestly. It's timeless, one could argue, you know, pulling in different elements from different time periods. I found
that the late 70s, early 80s fashions have turned out to be timeless, too.
I think everyone should. Exactly. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's gotten to the point where Bath and Body Works has an infographic on how to use their special, I don't remember what it was called. It had something to do with the night and had the star. So it was a very witch core aspect. And it was very much, you know, how to summon your perfect skin, how to banish dry skin and scaly skin, and how to use this sea salt and how to pamper yourself. But it was in a whole witchy term, you know, using these potions and banishing these things and summoning these things. And I saw it and I just kind of laughed, and I was just in disbelief that it's kind of caught on. It's a fad now. So kind of interesting.
That's very interesting. So it has So I real quick, I pulled up I think this is quite interesting. The statistics for the occult subreddit.
Oh, really?
Just on a whim. There's a website that lets you look up statistics. I thought that actually sounds interesting. I'm curious, because I think what we're talking about is if people have more time, what are they getting into? Like you said, there's a whole lot of projects going on, and I agree. I have friends that are doing home improvement stuff, that are, growing gardens, etc.
Yeah.
Now, if these statistics are accurate, interestingly, I feel like the occult subreddit has some weird spikes, but otherwise, been just kind of move, nothing much has changed. It's just kind of been going as it was. It's interesting. What I'm curious about is if people are, I mean, how do I put it? If people are spending time, like you're talking about, doing some of these other activities, are they possibly also doing more esoteric activities?
I would hazard a guess to say yes. In the affirmative, I think they are. I think there's more time at home to do things. There's more time at home to do research and to find these esoteric subjects. I have a feeling crystal work has grown. I believe it. Or at least the idea. I've found that there's a whole lot more things popping up on Pinterest, a lot of pins with dealing with the esoteric world, I've noticed. With
well, that might have more to do with what you're looking for, too. I don't know how their algorithm works.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've been doing research on esoteric things and just looking at this, at the aesthetics as well. Especially during looking up cottage core and witch core and that kind of thing. So that would pop up, but it seems like there's a lot more crafts that are being sold on Etsy that have to do with that aesthetic and with some esoteric things.
So with this, I'm curious with this aesthetic, do you think people are taking it seriously from an esoteric standpoint? I mean, are people looking at it and saying, not only do I want to dress in this sort of romanticized style of dress, I also want to practice some of this. That's really, I think the interesting connection for me is if people are looking at that saying, not only do I want to dress and live kind of this way, but style or fashion point of view, but I also want to maybe do some of these things. Do you think that there's some of that as well?
I think there is. I don't think there is as much. I think many people are just looking at it and going, hey, this is so neat. This looks so cool. I love this look. I'm going to dress as it. But I think there may be a smaller but growing group that is doing both. I follow the historical clothing world of individuals who actually sew their own historical reenactment clothing by hand. And there are a few of them that actually have created an image of just they wear are the clothes that they sew by hand, or they wear antiques that they retrofitted. And there's an individual who wears completely Georgian or Empire Regency clothing that he sews by hand, or that he gets as an antiques that he can wear. And other people are following and joining that. So And that was a huge novel thing, say 3 years ago. But since the pandemic happened and everybody is staying home, more and more people are sewing clothing. More and more people are getting into the historical reenactment. And they're building up a wardrobe, even though there's not really many events going on because of everything. People are sewing and building up their wardrobes for that. So, you know, it's hard to say, but I think it's a lot more common now than it was a year ago. People have at least heard of it. Do you know what I mean?
The cottage core and such.
Yeah. Cottage core. There's more people dressing historically every day because they're not going anywhere. So they're building up confidence and wearing those things and turning it into their everyday clothing. So based on that, since I've seen the growth of all of that, I have a feeling that that area is growing as well. Maybe not as big, as large, but does that make sense?
I think so.
But I think also, I think most of it is just becoming more of a fad with people instead of being serious about practicing anything within the esoteric world realm. So, kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty normal, I think. That is the sense that a lot of people, I think, get into some aspect of esoteric life, and then they find out it's hard, and they get back out.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just there for the fluff. That's all. They just want to look cool. You know, have a cool house. Or their decorations or whatever.
So,
yeah. You know, so there's a lot of that. But it's big. Black cats are getting more popular. You know, all of these things are just building up. So who knows in a year? It could all just die off, or it could just be bigger than anybody could see.
I suspect that it's going to depend a little bit on what happens in the next year.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, looking around this particular country, the general consensus appears to be, and I don't know how accurate this is, as I just found out interesting statistics about Twitter. As an example, the top 10 Twitter users in regards to quantity of tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Are producing, I believe I read 95% of the tweets.
Wow.
Yeah. And of that number, 25% appear to be conservative and 75% seem to be liberal.
Wow. Yes.
So that is that isn't telling in a any particular sense, only that it's very interesting that such a small amount of people are so loud in that sphere.
Yes.
And I suspect it's similar in all social media, that there's a very small amount of people, whatever way they lean, politically or religiously or whatever, and that very small amount of people is, you know, talking a lot of big talk.
Yeah, that's very true.
But what I'm wondering is, a lot of the move right now is that religion is a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, science is king, et cetera, et cetera. And the issue with that, I believe, is that, honestly, people are desperate for spirituality.
Yeah.
And that, more than anything, is what I see when I go online and I look in some of these public forums. Like, you know, Reddit is an example, but not only Reddit. They've got them on Facebook. They've got them all over the place. People talking about, you know, more esoteric subjects. Across the board, it's people are looking for something.
Yeah. That's very true. And there's always seemed to be a large awakening or a large, I don't know, people are looking for something even more when there are things that are going on in the world that can't be controlled. You know, they're looking for something, you know. I mean, look at the Black Plague. What happened after the Black Plague? We had this huge religious awakening, you know, a few hundred years after. But I mean, still, there were small little religious awakenings happening, and we had the Renaissance happen soon after. And I mean, yeah, arguably it was also during, but we had all these things that come after huge world events, and everybody is home. Some of them are alone, and they're finding some way to deal with things that are out of their control. Because this is kind of a big thing that's not in anybody's control. You know, the most powerful people in the world can't control this. You know, and we have an election. We have a lot of things going on. So people are even more avidly trying to turn to something that fills that void. Religion or science.
No, I agree with you. What I think is funny is that people have turned away from God and turned towards trying to curse the candidate that they don't want to get in.
Yes.
That stuff cracks me up. That's really funny.
Oh, it is funny. It is funny, you know. It's a little ironic, honestly.
Oh, sure. Know.
But, and it also shows how little our government and our country is understood. Because people say this country has a democracy. It's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. So, you know, it's just really, it is interesting how things are going and that they're trying to be all accepting of everything. But when it comes to God, we're not allowed to accept God or have that freedom to worship if we're any religion. We're allowed to worship as any religion. But if we say we're Christian, we're kind of forced out of that. You know.
Yeah, well, Jews too. Jews, unfortunately, as well.
Yeah.
Probably even more so. Jews have it rough.
They do, but it seems
like. I don't mean everywhere, but as a group.
Yeah, like as a group.
It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. But have you noticed that, you know, it seems like that it's very easy. It's Christians are starting to get the bad hand. Because if someone says you're anti-Semitic, oh, you're a horrible person. We all, you know, that's kind of been ingrained in us for the past, what? How long ago was World War II? You know, that anti-Semitism has been, you know, that's bad. That's been bred into this generation, the past two generations. But now we're.
Well, it was bad, but not anymore.
What do you
more
mean?
More
because.
Groups, well, what I mean is that there are a lot of groups springing up now that are openly anti-Semitic, except they don't call themselves anti-Semitic.
That's true. That's true.
And I don't just mean in the political sphere. I mean on multiple levels. There are several groups now that are. That are very anti-Jews, but claim that they're not anti-Semitic.
Yeah. And many of them that are like that are very anti-Christian as well. I've noticed. They may say they're Christian, but they're not really Christian. They're not.
I think anybody who's trying to force their ideas by the point of the sword is, I think, prime example of not Christian.
Yeah, no, it's true. I agree completely. We're just, it's in an interesting time where one would expect we would have this renaissance because everybody's home. I mean, Sir Isaac Newton came up with what, gravity? He came up with physics or invented calculus during the Black Plague, you know, because he was all on his own and he was happy as could be working on his own and developed calculus. But we're here and we have all of these things happening. We have people, you know, we have an influx, we have an explosion of crafts and some art and all these things. But then on the other side, we have religious freedom is being threatened. You know, we have this weird, it's not a balance, it's a something, I don't know. It's just weird. This isn't like the other, you know, the Black Plague or all these things. We're having a lot of things coming around. A lot of energy is flowing esoterically. But there's a lot of good, but there's also some negative stuff going on. A lot of negative stuff. There's a lot of new things trying to be pushed through. You know, it's just a weird... It's not, I'm not saying that weird is bad. I mean, there are some bad things going on, of course, but it's a unique time and energetically and emotionally and just esoterically. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I agree with what you're saying.
It's unique. That's what it is.
It can be weird. I'm okay with it being weird too.
Okay. Weird, unique, peculiar. Peculiar is a good word. So,
well, I think that about wraps it up. I don't know. Personally, I will wait and see in a year if Witch Core is still around, because it would be very interesting to find that it was.
Yeah, it will be. I'm very invested in seeing what's going to happen. It'll be very interesting.
Maybe we all just secretly want a little hobbit house in the backyard.
See? That's cottage core. That's cottage core to a T. Living like a hobbit is cottage core.
Well, it sounds like the only difference between that and witch core is you get to wear fancy hats and shoes.
Yeah. Well, and then you have, you know, some, you know, the kind of Halloween
candles.
Yeah, and you have Halloween decorations and black frames and that kind of thing. Cottagecore is more very flowery and bright and, you know, Victorian and pretty and, you know. So, I mean, witchcore is pretty too. Do you know what I mean? So you have also, you know, the bones and you have the spell books and you have those kind of things. But you also have the cottagey aspect. So,
for the record, if you have spell books, just people listening, don't leave them on shelves.
Okay.
The real deal, tuck away somewhere.
Why?
Well, part of it has to do with... part of it has to do with the fact that things that are real like that, you don't necessarily want out for public consumption.
That's true.
You don't want other people handling those items. You don't want their energies mingling with that.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
That's probably the most important part, speaking from a practical standpoint, from a less practical standpoint, but still I think important standpoint, is you also typically don't want people to know what you're working on.
Yeah, that's true.
Just on a personal level.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's, I was going to say, on the witch core point, on the witch core side of things, if you decide that you actually do want to do stuff and you're doing candle work, I just found out that, because I hadn't thought I'd look before, that Hobby Lobby's candles appear to be all one color. They don't have white cores.
Really?
Evidently.
Huh.
I bought a pink one on a whim, And I stuck my knife in it and pulled out a Chuck to check. It's pink all the way through.
Wow. That's cool. So is that a good thing?
Yes, because if you're doing candle magic, I don't do candle magic, but if you do candle magic, color is usually, depending on your brand or flavor, is usually kind of an important thing.
That makes sense.
The color is symbolic and it supports, you know, whatever intention you're burning the candle for.
Yeah.
If you have a white core inside the candle, it kind of muddies the symbolic the symbolism.
Oh.
Plus, if you're burning a red candle and it's got white inside, well, now you have pink. If you're burning like a dark blue candle and it's got white inside, well, now you've got light blue. These have different symbolism attached to them.
Lessens its effectiveness. Well, lessens what you were going. Yeah, your intention.
It muddies your intent.
Oh, so along with witch core is shop at Hobby Lobby. We're not
sponsored. Yeah, I am not affiliated for the record. Yeah, no.
That would be cool.
No affiliation there. Yeah. I can't see Hobby Lobby sponsoring this particular podcast.
No, I don't see Hobby Lobby doing that either. But, you know, Hobby Lobby is a great place. I really like Hobby Lobby.
You can probably find a lot of stuff there to support your witch core shopping habits.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So, on that note,
I think we better wrap that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Hope, you know, find us, subscribe, tell your friends if you like it, and give us a rating, hopefully. So, and we'll leave it with don't do dumb things.
Don't do dumb things.
Don't do dumb things. Be smart. Shop at Hobby Lobby for cottagecore.
And the prices are so good.
They are, with a 40% off coupon.
Thanks for listening to the Numinous Experience. If you enjoyed it, please rate it wherever you found it. Feel free to share it, tell a friend, and generally pass it on. Thanks.